It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
What you call a carbonated beverage may tell people something about where you're from.
I call it a pop.
A pop?
Yeah.
Okay. How about for you?
Soda.
I call it pop. My husband calls it soda.
That's what they say. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Well, good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning, Rena.
So we're talking soft drinks, soda, soda pop, cola. And these are all names for the very same thing, and it's called a distinctive regionalism. Aren't those lines a little bit blurred these days, though?
They are blurred, but we certainly can see patterns. There's a great map that you can look at on the internet called the Pop versus Soda map that maps out what we say based on parts of the country. Here in the Midwest, a lot of people say pop. A lot of the rest of the country says soda. You're going to find that on the East Coast and on the West Coast. Pop is in the Midwest and the Northwest through the North. I am from a tiny soft drink region of the country. I'm from Maryland. You see people in Maryland, Delaware who use soft drink. And I had no idea that people would laugh at me for that until I moved to Michigan and people laughed at me for that.
Yeah, I grew up saying pop and then moved and also lived on the East Coast. And so it became soda to me. And now I still call it soda. So there's one of those things.
And if you're from the South, you can use Coke as a generic.
Right.
So people will say, what kind of Coke do you want?
Let's talk time, shall we? It's 15 minutes before fill in the blank. How do you say that?
Well, for me, it's quarter of. What is it for you?
Quarter till.
And then there are other people who would say quarter to. And this is, there's some regional distribution here. So New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, we're the quarter of speakers. The quarter till speakers, West Virginia, Western Virginia, North Carolina, parts of Georgia, and then quarter to, they've found in Western New York, Eastern Virginia, East Carolinas, and Eastern Georgia.
Let's talk sandwiches, shall we?
I'd love to.
Those long sandwiches filled with all kinds of meats and goodies have a lot of different names. What are they?
They do. Much of the U.S. calls that a sub. But in New England, it's a grinder. In much of New York and New Jersey, it's a hoagie or a hero. In Pennsylvania, they tend to call it a hoagie. So it really depends on where you're from.
I'm getting awfully hungry. But finally, let's finish this up with the firefly. That has a lot of names as well. I didn't grow up thinking of them as fireflies.
What did you grow up thinking of them
Lightning
as?
Lightning bugs.
And those are the two big variants on that. So fireflies show up on the West Coast, Midwest, Northeast. Lightning bugs, particularly in the Midwest. A funny story here is that when I was talking to students in Seattle about fireflies versus lightning bugs, and I said, what do you call them? And they said, we don't call them anything. We don't have those out here in Seattle.
Oh, that's the best. Well, and as usual, it's very, very interesting. We never have enough time, but thanks so much.
Thanks.